This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Friends, welcome to the hashtag winning edition of What's On Your Mind. That's what this is, the winning edition. Anybody tired of winning?
No.
Kale's not tired. Todd, you tired of winning?
No.
You're not tired of winning.
Heck no.
No, I'm not either. And some of you may be thinking that I was dropped on my head, and that on a day when for the third time in history of this greatest country on the face of the earth, we are about to see an impeachment vote, an impeachment of the president. Third time that a president will have been impeached in our entire, George Washington forward three times. How in the world could I be saying this is an example of winning? Well, first of all, I hope to spend as little time as possible revisiting all of the arguments of impeachment as they relate to the transcript with the Ukrainian president and the call, okay? I could read it again. It'd be worth maybe just a refresher, the transcript, that is, because you're going to go, well, where's this? Where's that? I thought they said this was it. Because everything bad about that call has been assumed by critics of the president. There's nothing in there. Well, what about the aid? The aid to the Ukrainians went ahead of schedule. They got it before the deadline. Did they do the investigation? Because he wanted an investigation. They didn't do any investigation. So, not only was there no quid pro quo, you do this or that, there was no investigation. So it's all you need to know about the tenets of the impeachment argument is it's a nothing burger. Those two words sum it up. Okay, so let's move on from that. And let's say, well, why are we winning? Why is this a good thing? Well, here's the deal. First of all, I think if anything today, we can fairly say the bar has been lowered on impeachment. And we're going to see more of this. This will be used by future houses, both sides of the aisle. They've lowered the bar. That's not a good thing. Now, why did they do it? They knew they would never get a vote in the Senate to remove President Trump from the office. They knew that. So this is a political exercise. This is theater, is what this is. This is a way to say, we're going to put the impeachment label on Trump ahead of the November of 2020 election. But why? Why do they do it if they know it's not going to succeed in removing him from office? Why are they doing it just to put a label on him for the next election? Folks, they can't beat the guy. Donald Trump has transformed the presidency. He's giving these people fits, and they can't fight him in the typical way you would fight a president of an opposition party. So what does that say? It says we're winning. This is a sign of victory today. That's not good for the country. The Democrats are acting irresponsible, so much so a poll yesterday, get which one it was, but I think it was USA Today, every Democratic candidate for president was losing to Donald Trump. Every Democratic candidate. Now, we're less than a year of the election, but there's a long time to go, and that doesn't necessarily, but this has not been a political winner. This has been a political loser for Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats. So that means we're winning. We're winning. Donald Trump is winning. He's succeeding in draining the swamp. This is good news. This is not bad news. That's my take. I want yours today. I think we call this what it is, a victory. A victory by someone who is fundamentally transforming how that town works, how that swamp operates. Tell me your thought today, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Trooper Talk next hour, ahead of your holiday travel. Give you some tips on getting to where you're going safely, but you're going to ask anything of the troopers today on the program. Also, Chris Berg from Point of View will be here. We'll get his take on the impeachment circus and more. Senator Kevin Cramer gave his maiden speech yesterday in the Senate, talked about his efforts to take on the bureaucracy. Then on the heels of a letter he sent to the president today detailing four key findings on reforming the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers procurement process. Remember, the president asked Senator Cramer to do a deep dive, deputized him, said go to work. And he has released all of his work today, and that goes to the president. So that's good news. Couple other things we can touch on today. Recreational marijuana. Just the fact that it's called recreational marijuana should be a good clue in my mind that about the dumbest possible thing we could ever do is make that legal. Yes, I'm going to have a little recreational time with my marijuana. Thank you very much. Voters put that in place. The petition, which is basically the signatures to get it on the ballot so the voters can decide, has been approved. So now signatures will be gathered.
It's much like my recreational Bush Light.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, yeah.
What?
Mm-hmm. Recreational.
Yeah.
Windsor. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now they're going to be gathering signatures at places that I'm sure are going to be very tough to get signatures, like vape shops. Yeah. So, I used to say, look, I'm for people deciding. Sign these and let people decide. But they're worded so horribly. Look at the medical marijuana one. I voted for it. It was so poorly worded that we ended up with a mess trying to untangle that. The ethics thing is a complete joke. The whole thing is about people who can't win an election trying to find another way to take on elected leaders in North Dakota and hamstring them. It's just, you know, acts as though people are criminals who simply are serving the public. I don't know. I'm going to start voting no on all of these, unless I can be convinced otherwise that they make sense. So those are a couple other things in the news. Here's a call that came in moments ago on What's on Your Mind, and you can always call us at 855-200-1776 and leave a message. Local number 258-0550, or text me, 367-2054. Text Todd, 226-8503. Roll that.
Good morning. I'm on the road and just calling in about the letter that President Trump wrote to Nancy Pelosi. I saw a headline this morning that said that Trump wrote an angry letter to Nancy Pelosi. Well, I heard Hugh Hewitt earlier, and he read the whole letter. And I don't know what was angry about it. He just pretty much told the truth. I don't know what else he could have said, but I didn't see nothing angry about it. I know if they were doing this to me, I would be angry, and I wouldn't be as nice as President Trump been to him, but that's beside the point. But, yeah, I just wanted to comment on I don't know who wrote the article, but, yeah, they mentioned that it was an angry letter by President Trump. So I'm still trying to figure out where the angry part is. But anyway, have a good day. Bye.
Thanks for the call.
He's angry and mean.
How about a little Scott story time? I'll read the letter, and you can decide whether it's angry or not. Should we do that? Do you have some Mr. Rogers, like, story time music?
Oh, I can find something.
Okay,
sure,
yeah, find me some of that, and I'll read you the letter. I haven't read it all myself. I don't know how many people have. I'll bet the jerk that called it angry hasn't read it. Yeah, that's right. I called him a jerk. You know why? Because that's fake news. That's what they do. Again, that you can't know that he's angry. You can't write that. Say, hey, this guy's angry. How do you know?
Exactly.
But that's how fake news works.
I feel it. My feelings are hurt.
They feel it all right. And I'll tell you, the media is as much responsible as anybody for what we're seeing today. And the House debating the rules for impeachment right now and ultimately going on to voting on the articles. Irresponsible media that didn't just report the facts, that piled on. Pretty sick.
Since Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces, we've been providing you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. Call 701-280-7038 and ask about our winter discount, or go online to pccnd.com.
Did you know that Mineral Tracker is a homegrown technology? It was developed right here in North Dakota for North Dakota mineral owners. This makes us stand out from any other mineral management software out there. Our basic version's free, plus you can upgrade to our pro version for only $99 a month, taking your management tools to the next level, even showing your future monthly income. Planning your financial future has never been easier or more reliable. Go to MineralTracker.com or call us at 833-842-2924.
It's the happy holiday season. That is, it's Ludafest time. Sunday, December 15th, 10:30 to 1:30 at the Kringen Club of the Fargo Sons of Norway, downtown Fargo. Hi, everybody. This is Scott Hinnon. I tell you what, I saw it for myself firsthand last month. This is one incredible Ludafest dinner. You will not be disappointed. That's Sunday, 10:30 to 1:30, this Sunday at the Fargo Sons of Norway. All you can eat Ludafest and all the fixins. Plus, remember, Juven Tours and Travel has great tours available in 2020 to the South Pacific, Scandinavia, the official Norsk Høstfest Norway Tour, May 25th through June 7th, the Norway Luxury Tour 1, June 1st through June 14th, the 44th Annual Norway Luxury Tour, July 20th to August 4th, and the Best of Norway starting August 10th through August 22nd. Call 701-237-9000. 701-237-9000 or online at juventours.com.
Since Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces, we've been providing you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. Call 701-280-7038 and ask about our winter discount, or go online to pccnd.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hang low, mistletoe, I'm gonna get to know you better. This Christmas, and as we trim the tree, how much fun it's gonna be together. This Christmas,
But Sunny Money's brought to you by MyPillow. If you're doing a little Christmas shopping, we had a lot of fun yesterday at Hot Springs Sponsored Pool Tables, too. by the way, and all of their deals continue right up through Christmas. So if you want something delivered for Christmas, you can do it. Same thing with MyPillow. You get on the phone today, and in one box at your doorstep in a day or two is going to be Christmas made easy for you. And I'm telling you, because we give these away on occasion, people love getting MyPillow products because they know about Michael Lindell. They see him on TV. They hear about it on the radio. They know about the products. So it's a good deal. They've got everything on special. If you go to MyPillow.com, radio listener specials, the sheets, buy one, get one, free shipping. The towels, 30% off. The body pillow, regularly $89.99, $26.99. Everything. Just use the promo code SCOTT to get the deals. Radio listener special link, promo code SCOTT at MyPillow.com or call 800-506-9028. Henry in Fargo, and then we'll do story time. How about that? Story time coming up. I love story time.
I love story time, too.
I don't know the last time I've done story time. It's been a, I think I remember it. Believe it or not. Correct me if I'm wrong, Todd, Kevin. I read the transcript moments after it came out.
Yep. That was a good story.
And I was going back and forth with my Ukrainian accent and my Donald Trump impression. Remember that one?
I do.
Yeah, okay. So story time coming up. We'll bookend the impeachment circus with that. Henry in Fargo, what's on your mind?
So, you know, everything's been criminal in this investigation into Trump. We've seen all the laws they broke. And now they're impeaching him. Really started with the whistleblower, which I think we also know is criminal. Will there be a criminal investigation into the whistleblower alleged going to Adam Schiff's group, formulating the information? We know what the inspector general, what they put in there, because they didn't know what was in. They didn't know what was in the conversation. And that's why they're not publishing his stuff or having him, because what they put to the IG is wrong. That's criminal.
Yeah, and 17 times. Now, they're claiming it was sloppiness. I happen to believe that, I don't know if it was Bill Barr, if it was the inspector general, or if it was this Kevin Durham, the U.S. attorney that's dealing with this. Somebody said, let's not launch a bomb in the middle of this impeachment proceeding. Let's just lay out the facts and then the punishment can come later. Well, now we have the FISA court saying, this is horrible. The head judge of the FISA court is ripping what happened, okay, saying bad news. The quote-unquote sloppiness all benefited who? Not Donald Trump. So sloppiness would go, you know, a couple this way, a couple that way, wouldn't it?
Yeah, but what I'm talking about is strictly the whistleblower. They had this all formulated, which we know there really wasn't a whistleblower. It has nothing to do with anything else, just the whistleblower. He had to produce a statement to the IG. We know that the statement is false because it doesn't match up. They couldn't use it and they couldn't bring him forward because Trump released the transcript.
Yeah,
Shouldn't that be criminal?
That messed everything up. You're saying criminal on behalf of the whistleblower?
Correct, because he wasn't really a whistleblower. He was a politically motivated person trying to take Trump down that made up lies and went to the, I'm saying IG, it might not be IG, whoever he went to, remember, and was classified as a whistleblower, but there was no really any whistleblowing going on. And, Adam Schiff and his crew was involved in it.
Yeah, that's a good point. It's a good point. I don't remember the process exactly of who he went to and laid out his case. They've protected him under the whistleblower statute. He's not a whistleblower. The attorney general looked at that prior and said the guy's not a whistleblower. Doesn't meet the statute of the whistleblower. He didn't have firsthand information. He had, that whole thing. He was a useful tool is what he was. And this thing is riddled with a mess. No doubt about it. Henry, thank you for the comment. Should we do a little story time?
And now, it's story time with Uncle Scott.
December 17th, 2019. The Honorable Nancy Pelosi, Speaker of the House of Representatives, Washington, D.C. A letter from the White House and President Donald Trump. Dear Madam Speaker, I write to express my strongest and most powerful protest against the partisan impeachment crusade being pursued by the Democrats in the House of Representatives. This impeachment represents an unprecedented and unconstitutional abuse of power by Democratic lawmakers, unequaled in nearly 2.5 centuries of American legislative history. The articles of impeachment introduced by the House Judiciary Committee are not recognizable under any standard of constitutional theory, interpretation, or jurisprudence. They include no crimes, no misdemeanors, and no offenses whatsoever. You have cheapened the importance of the very ugly word, impeachment. By proceeding with your invalid impeachment, you are violating your oaths of office. You're breaking your allegiance to the Constitution, and you are declaring open war on American democracy. You dare to invoke the Founding Fathers in pursuit of this election nullification scheme, yet your spiteful actions display unfettered contempt for America's founding, and your egregious conduct threatens to destroy that which our Founding Fathers pledged their very lives to build. Even worse than offending the Founding Fathers, you are offending Americans of faith by continually saying, quote, I pray for the president, unquote, when you know this statement is not true, unless it is meant in a negative sense. It is a terrible thing you are doing, but you will have to live with it, not I. Your first claim, abuse of power, is a completely disingenuous, meritless, and baseless invention of your imagination. You know that I had a totally innocent conversation with the president of Ukraine. I then had a second conversation that has been misquoted, mischaracterized, and fraudulently misrepresented. Fortunately, there was a transcript of the conversation taken, and you know from the transcript, which was immediately made available, that the paragraph in question was perfect. I said to President Zelensky, quote, I would like you to do us a favor, though, because our country has been through a lot, and Ukraine knows a lot about it. I said, do us a favor, not me. And our country, not a campaign. I then mentioned the Attorney General of the United States. Every time I talk with a foreign leader, I put America's interest first, just as I did with President Zelensky. It's page one. How do you think he's doing so far?
Pretty good.
I think it's pretty good. You are turning a policy disagreement between two branches of government into an impeachable offense. It is no more legitimate than the executive branch charging members of Congress with crimes for the lawful exercise of legislative power. You know full well that Vice President Biden used his office and $1 billion of USAID money to coerce Ukraine into firing the prosecutor who was digging into the company, paying his son millions of dollars. You know this because Biden bragged about it on video. Biden openly stated, I said, I'm telling you, you're not getting the $1 billion. I looked at them and said, I'm leaving in 6 hours. If the prosecutor is not fired, you're not getting the money. Well, SOB, he got fired. Even Joe Biden admitted just days ago in an interview with NPR that it looked bad. Now you're trying to impeach me by falsely accusing me of doing what Joe Biden has. Red Rock Auto is in Watford City, North Dakota, with Dodge and Chrysler products, Jeep as well. Adam Nelson, the owner, is with us. What brought you to Watford City?
I think it was really the perspective that we got after we came out into Williston with the Ford dealership up there. And being that close to Watford City, it gave us a firsthand perspective on the amount of activity, the amount of commerce, the amount of real industry around the Watford City area.
What's the environment like in Watford City for an entrepreneur?
We found it just very inviting. The way they kind of greet you with open arms in Watford City, everyone from the planning and zoning to city officials, they make it easy to do business in Watford City.
What would you want current and future residents of Watford City and the region to know about Red Rock Auto?
Well, we're here to serve you. We want to build relationships and serve this community for a long time. Watford City it's been a great place to set up a business in. And so when you're out about the state, I encourage people to come this direction.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Christmas Day 2019 arrives. Pope Francis was leading Christmas Eve Mass hours ago from St. Peter's Basilica, weaving his sermon around the spiritual and personal significance of the night that Jesus was born in Bethlehem.
This is the gift we find at Christmas. We discover to our amazement that the Lord is absolute gratuity. absolute, tender love. His glory does not overwhelm us. His presence does not terrify us. He is born in utter poverty in order to win our hearts by the wealth of his love.
The Pope also telling the faithful, quote, "You may have mistaken ideas, you may have made a complete mess of things, but the Lord continues to love you." Today is also the third day of Hanukkah. This is USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
Somebody clap your hands. Yes. Well, it's time. Time to bring you joy, y'all. EWL. Come on.
Come on.
Yeah. Come on, Santa. Get down my chimney, y'all.
Exactly right.
Anything can be Christmas if you just twist it a little bit.
Bring this up a little bit. Bring it up. Bring it up.
Yeah. Don't.
Doesn't have to go away.
We want to get the holiday vibe on this one here.
Here we go. Listen. Crank it up.
That's all right.
That's wow, all right. It's actually Christmas.
Joy to the world.
Somebody sing joy one more time.
Joy. One more time.
Wow. My Lutheran church isn't quite singing like this. How about your Catholic church?
No. No. True.
I give you a buck if you sing it like that on Christmas.
No.
That mass.
I'm going to be listening to the choir. I'm going to be not singing along.
You
got
to go to the Baptist church in Alabama to hear that kind of...
I love it.
Sing it, girl.
I miss the good old days of James Brown doing flips up and down the aisle and stuff at the church.
Back making the long
kisses
there.
Church.
Yeah, there you go. Well, folks, this is What's on Your Mind. Clearly, we're in the Christmas spirit. Hope you are, too. And trying to watch the House debating the guidelines for the impeachment of the President of the United States. First time in, how many years? Third time in history ever, a president impeached. That's the news story today we're all hearing about. 800-228-0550 to weigh in today. More story time in a moment. We're on the second page of a six-page letter here. President Trump, and I appreciate a lot of texts saying thank you. I'm glad you're reading this because I only got bits and pieces as reported, and I like hearing the whole thing myself. So that's why we're doing Story Time. Brought to you by Mineral Tracker. Hey, are you being bombarded by offers to buy your minerals? Before you do anything, talk to the folks at Mineral Tracker, okay? That's right. Talk to them. They can help. Jeff, Joel, Val, the whole team there. They support mineral owners. And Mineral Tracker, that means making sure you get the best price for your minerals. MineralTracker.com, great app. One of the best. Have a good special going on. You get a month free. That's $100 value. 833-842-2924. That's 833-842-2924. MineralTracker.com. All right, back to story time in a moment, but first we must go to Mandan.
Hello?
Hello, Mandan. What's on your mind?
Yes. Hey, this morning in the Tribune, I've seen this article where these couple people brought up this deal with the Custer Park in Bismarck, that it should change the name, that is offensive. Well, I got something, too, that's offensive. When you go you go down to the Prairie Nights Casino, south of Man, and you cross the Sitting Bull Bridge. I think they should shut that bridge down. That's offensive to us white people that we got to cross the Sitting Bull Bridge. Wouldn't that be the same thing?
Yeah, and I think you're proving that this is a dangerous game of, political correctness run amok. Where do you stop?
And
where do you stop? History is history. You don't have to like it. You don't have to jump up and down and celebrate it. But history is history. The names that contributed to history are there. So,
just about any street or anything that they got a name would offend somebody. One way or the other. I mean, if you want to really dig deep, this is just craziness. I hope the city commission just takes it and dumps it.
Well, it's
that's
up to
my opinion.
It's up to the park board. And Todd, correct me if I'm wrong. This isn't anything the park board has brought forward. This is some group that's coming to the park board saying we want you to rename it, right?
Right.
That's why I hope the park board just takes it and dumps it. And it's actually getting ridiculous already on this stuff. So that's
what
my opinion.
Yeah, I hear you. What are you hearing, Todd? What are you hearing as far as the chances?
Well, kind of the same sentiment, really. And, I guess it's all got to do with who shows up at the meeting and who voices an opinion. And if that group is the only group that shows up and says something, whoever steps up to the mic is the one who gets heard. So if they're the only group, it may very well get renamed. I don't know that so many people I've talked to didn't even realize it was called Custer Park. Oh, it's the park with the birds on there. I don't think there's a whole lot of outrage on most people's part either way, but like I say, whoever shows up gets heard, and if nobody shows up to oppose it, it'll probably get renamed.
Appreciate the call and the sentiment. I would be there tomorrow if I were you, sir, to let your common sense be heard.
Okay, thank you.
It's worked since 1910. I don't think it needs to be changed. City-County Building, tomorrow, December 19th. The group Rename Custer Park, very creative name, is asking for just that, saying the park named after George Armstrong Custer is inconsiderate and culturally insensitive. Don't you wonder about people...
I don't know if you want to know what fun we had with that in the cafe. We all thought we'd go to Culver's and bring frozen custard and rename Custer's.
Seriously, people get up and say, I am going to do everything in my power today to change the name of a park because it's inconsiderate and culturally insensitive. As you look at...
It's our little version of Lake Calhoun in Minneapolis and that whole mess.
Look at the things you could do with that energy, right? Go help... homeless people come up with ideas, which reminds me, did I tell you about the homeless guy that I talked to at the Safeway in D.C.?
No.
So this guy, asked for a buck, and I give him a buck. I said, I'd give you more if I had it, but I don't. And it was in the entryway, so I chatted with him a little bit. He goes, I got another way you can help. He said, have you heard about this app? I said, well, you tell me more. Evidently, this is an app somebody came up with to help homeless people. And I haven't downloaded it yet. I have it in my billfold. I got to do it. He gave me his name and his telephone number so then I can identify him in this app. And I give him $1 and he gives me $1 and then he gets $5 from the app. Now, I don't know how that works, but it got me thinking, I happen to believe that unfortunately a lot of homeless people are homeless just because they made a decision that they're going to be homeless rather than take advantage of programs that are out there. Sometimes that's, a mental illness or other things that are doing it and they aren't just getting the help, but they're either choosing not to get help or they are incapable of getting the help.
Yep.
Okay? Anyway, if you could have an app that would help somebody, for instance, raise enough money to get housing or whatever, and it actually went to... In other words, I don't know about you, but every time I give, I'm like, okay, is that going to go for drugs? Is that going to go for alcohol? Is that going to go for, something that's more of a necessity? You don't know, right? You gotta guess. Well, this way the app could be used only for that. I think it's not a bad idea. A little technology helping the homeless. But I digress. Roger in Minot, let's get you in here. What's on your mind?
Yeah, you're talking about me. It's the end justifies the means. It was a situation where that senator from Nevada used that lie on Romney, and when they interviewed him later after he was out of office, he said, well, he beat Romney anyway, the end justified means. And the situation with what happened in the Russia situation. The representatives kept howling that and using that venue to get the House. They did it for before they won the House. And once they had the House, because they didn't justify the means, they got the House. Then they use the other situation, the phone call, to try to get and justify the means to impeach. And they've been working on the impeach since Trump was elected. In my situation, is the unjustified means was used by several people, including Hitler, including Stalin, including Mao. You know, it was unfortunate, but some of these people just use any matter to get their goal, I guess.
Well, if you live by that, the end justifies the means. In my mind, you have no character. You have no integrity. You're 100% a political animal that cares only about your power and taking somebody down and not the truth. I mean, that's, and I don't doubt that there's a big chunk of Washington, D.C. that thinks that way, which is why Trump's
that's what the senator from Nevada said, I believe that's what the Democrats are. The end justified the means from the first situation with the Russia situation, and that was a hoax. And then this next deal is the call, and that was a hoax as well. And while they got their impeached, while they got the end, they feel it justified whatever means they had out of that. Eventually, I believe Trump will win anyway. He'll probably win bigger than he did this last time, but they'll have that scam on his on Trump's record there.
Roger,
I believe that the House will win too. I think Republicans will take over the House so this next election, because there's a lot of these 31 or so people in districts that Trump won. I believe they're going to lose at least half of them anyway, by the sounds of it.
Time will tell, but I think they'll pay a price for this. I absolutely do. In the meantime, it's sad that they would use impeachment, third time ever in our history, back to George Washington, because they don't like a president, because they can't defeat him. It's unbelievable. But watch it embolden him. I believe November 2020 is going to be a lot like 1984 was for Ronald Reagan. I really do. But you know what they do? They pay attention to their pocketbook. And they're going to be winning in a big way. Okay, so we're back to story time for a bit here. Okay, all right, sounds good. Yeah. President Zelensky, Trump writes to Pelosi, has repeatedly declared that I did nothing wrong and that there was no pressure. He further emphasized that it was a good phone call, that I don't feel pressure, and explicitly stressed that nobody pushed me. The Ukrainian foreign minister stated very clearly, I have never seen a direct link between investigations and security assistance. He also said there was no pressure. Senator Ron Johnson of Wisconsin, a supporter of Ukraine, who met privately with President Zelensky, has said at no time during this meeting was there any mention by Zelensky or any other Ukrainian that they were feeling pressure to do anything in return for the military aid. Many meetings have been held between representatives of Ukraine in our country. Never once did Ukraine complain about pressure being applied. Not once. Ambassador Sondland testified that I told him no quid pro quo. I want nothing. I want nothing. I want President Zelensky to do the right thing. Do what he ran on. The second claim, so-called obstruction of Congress, is preposterous and dangerous. House Democrats are trying to impeach a duly elected president of the United States for asserting constitutionality-based privileges that have been asserted on a bipartisan basis by administrations of both political parties throughout our nation's history. Under that standard, every American president would have been impeached many times over. As liberal law professor Jonathan Turley warned when addressing congressional Democrats, I can't emphasize this enough. If you impeach a president, if you make a high crime and misdemeanor out of your going to courts, it's an abuse of power. It's your abuse of power. You're doing precisely what you're criticizing the president for doing.
Oh, Dasher, top of Santa's shopping list, North Dakota sweet crude liqueur. It's steeped in tradition, seasoned to perfection, and kissed with a lick of fire. Its smooth taste is like Christmas in a bottle. Oh, just right. CrudeSpirits.com.
Need a tough, high-performance baler that's affordable, too? New Holland RF Series fixed chamber round balers from your local Northern Region New Holland dealer make it easy to create quality 4x4 and 4x5 bales. Extra wide pickups easily handle large swaths and windrows, and a combination of floor rolls and closely spaced slats start bales quickly. Visit your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today and ask about New Holland RF Series round balers. They're the simple, affordable way to make quality bales.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins and Cronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins and Cronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Cronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Cronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Cronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108. Make your gifting Christmas in a bottle this year with North Dakota's Sweet Crude Liqueur, over ice or mixed. It's steeped in tradition, seasoned just right, and warm is my favorite comfort. My perfect sipper on a cold winter's night. Find it at crudespirits.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
GMC.com. Take advantage of huge savings on all remaining 2019s with employee pricing. Over $9,000 off, for example, on a new GMC 2019 Acadia all-wheel drive SLT1. I mean, why not get the heated steering wheel, the heated seats? Make sure you have all-wheel drive. Make sure you have plenty of room for the cargo and stuff. Get yours. SchwannBuickGMC.com.
All right, the continuous story time. This is the letter that Donald Trump wrote to Nancy Pelosi. The media is never going to share this. You're going to watch the evening news. You're not going to see the full transcript in the newspaper. It just isn't. They're going to characterize it all snarky and not actually tell you what was in it. So far, I can tell you a lot of interesting and credible information. I don't see rambling. I don't see mean. I don't see any of that. I see facts. But this is the president to Nancy Pelosi. He says next, everyone, you included, knows what is really happening. Your chosen candidate lost the election in 2016 in an electoral college landslide, 306 to 227, he puts in there. I love it. And you and your party have never recovered from this defeat. This is true. This is fact. You've developed a full-fledged case of what many in the media call Trump derangement syndrome, and sadly, you will never get over it. You're unwilling and unable to accept the verdict issued at the ballot box during the great election of 2016. So you've spent three straight years attempting to overturn the will of the American people and nullify their votes. You view democracy as your enemy. Speaker Pelosi, you admitted just last week at a public forum that your party's impeachment effort has been going on for 2.5 years, long before you ever heard about a phone call with the Ukraine. 19 minutes after I took the oath of office, the Washington Post published a story headlined, "The Campaign to Impeach President Trump Has Begun." Less than 3 months after my inauguration, Representative Maxine Waters stated, "I'm going to fight every day until he's impeached." House Democrats introduced the first impeachment resolution against me within months of my inauguration for what will be regarded as one of our country's best decisions, the firing of James Comey. See Inspector General reports. Who the world now knows is one of the dirtiest cops our nation has ever seen. A ranting and raving congresswoman, Rashida Tlaib, declared just hours after she was sworn into office, "We're going to go in there and we're going to impeach the mother blank." Starts with an F, ends with an R, Todd. You fill in the blanks. Representative Al Green said in May, "I'm concerned that if we don't impeach this president, he will get reelected." Again, you and your allies said and did all of these things long before you ever heard of President Zelensky or say anything related to Ukraine. As you know very well, this impeachment drive has nothing to do with Ukraine or the total appropriate conversation I had with this new president. It only has to do with your attempt to undo the election of 2016 and steal the election of 2020. Congressman Adam Schiff cheated and lied all the way up to the present day, even going so far as to fraudulently make up out of thin air my conversation with President Zelensky of Ukraine and read this fantasy language to Congress as though it were said by me. His shameless lies and deceptions dating all the way back to the Russia hoax, one of the main reasons we are here today. You and your party are desperate to distract from America's extraordinary economy, incredible jobs boom, record stock market, soaring confidence, and flourishing citizens. Your party simply cannot compete with our record. 7 million new jobs, the lowest ever unemployment for African American, Hispanic Americans, and Asian Americans, a rebuilt military, a completely reformed VA with choice and accountability for our great veterans, more than 170 new federal judges, 2 Supreme Court justices, historic tax and regulation cuts, the elimination of the individual mandate, the first decline in prescription drug prices in half a century, the first new branch of the United States military since 1947, the Space Force, something that Senator Kevin Cramer is being given great credit for shepherding through the legislative process. I added that in case you didn't know. Strong protection of the Second Amendment, criminal justice reform, a defeated ISIS caliphate, and the killing of the world's number one terrorist leader, al-Baghdadi. The replacement of the disastrous NAFTA trade deal with the wonderful USMCA. A breakthrough phase one trade deal with China. Massive trade deals with Japan, South Korea. Withdrawal from the terrible Iran nuclear deal. Cancellation of the unfair and costly Paris Climate Accord, becoming the world's top energy producer. Recognition of Israel's capital, opening the American embassy in Jerusalem, recognizing Israeli sovereignty over the Golan Heights, a colossal reduction in illegal border crossings, the ending of catch and release, the building of the southern border wall that's just beginning, and there's more. You cannot defend your extreme policies, open borders, mass migration, high crime, crippling taxes, socialized health care, destruction of American energy, late-term taxpayer-funded abortion, elimination of the Second Amendment, radical far-left theories of law and justice, and constant partisan obstruction of both common sense and common good. There's nothing I would rather do than stop referring to your party as the do-nothing Democrats. Unfortunately, I don't know how you will ever give me a chance to do so. That's just half of the letter. That's half of the letter right there. It's unbelievable. It really is. Bill in Fargo, let's get you in on another topic. Go ahead, you're up on What's on Your Mind.
Hey, Scott, I just wanted to talk to you again about the situation with Custer Park in Bismarck. Maybe you can help clarify something for me. A couple of months back, Kelly Armstrong, Kevin Kramer, and Doug Burgum were all supportive of changing the name of Sully's Hill in Devil's Lake. Sounds like a very similar situation, and you seem to be for that. So, I mean, can you clarify which political correctness stuff is okay and which political correctness stuff is beyond?
Well, a big difference, and that is that the land was on...
Hey, Bison fans, make sure to join us every Monday and Friday on What's On Your Mind as four-time national champion Nate Tangway gives you an inside look at the road to Frisco. Hear his experiences, perspective, recaps, and previews of the playoff games, plus his weekly podcast, The Lost Boys, at am1100theflag.com. Get the inside scoop on life in the playoffs with former Bison defensive lineman Nate Tangway right here on What's On Your Mind every Monday and Friday. Brought to you by Gate City Bank, who says, Go Bison!
Show up your school spirit with a My School Spirit debit card from Gate City Bank. My School Spirit cards are free and available instantly with any Gate City Bank checking account. Choose from more than 45 school logos and get free unlimited ATMs everywhere in the world. Plus, Gate City Bank will donate $10 back to your school for each card ordered. Visit gatecity.bank/mycard to get your My School Spirit debit card from Gate City Bank. Gate City Bank, for a better way of life. Member FDIC.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222 to discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step as a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNlife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNlife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNlife.com or 844-443-6637.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendovite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but... Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.